He studied volcanoes in Chile and Guatemala. Now, this Boise State University volcanologist is studying a lava lake in Central Africa, hoping it can help scientists better understand when volcanoes are going to erupt. Jeffrey Johnson lives here in Idaho, which is surrounded on both east and west sides by volcanic activity. Working in a geographic range between Mount St. Helens and Yellowstone National Park, Johnson says it's crucial to learn the language of volcanoes to better understand when they'll erupt. To that end, he's been listening to lava in a volcano in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With funding from the BBC, Johnson and his colleagues dropped inside the volcano's crater to study a lake of lava bigger than Bronco Stadium. Johnson listens to volcanoes with specialized monitors to try to predict when they'll change their activity, which can lead to an eruption. Johnson just got back from a three-week field trip to the lava lake, and he told our Samantha Wright it was a complicated journey.
So Nyiragongo is not your easiest volcano to work at. Firstly, it's located in a region that's somewhat unstable. So you travel through neighboring country of Rwanda to get to the country. You cross the border and you engage with armed security, United Nations, and hopefully someone is doing the paperwork on your behalf in order to get access. Once you make it to the summit of the 11,000-foot volcano, you then descend into the crater. And that involves some 1,000 feet of down climbing on ropes, which are not permanently installed.
So what were you there to do? What were you doing in this crater?
So the BBC sponsored an expedition to better understand the lava lake activity at Nyiragongo. And there's really two objectives. One is scientific discovery, and the other is to talk to the public about what it is that we're doing, because there are real-world implications for monitoring this particular volcano. Nyiragongo is a hazardous volcano, and in the past, it's killed many people. 1977 and 2002, hundreds of people were killed by lava flows when the volcano erupted.
So what were you doing specifically? You listen to volcanoes. Explain that.
Right. So this opportunity was a perfect merger of scientific discovery toward the goal of better monitoring a hazardous volcanic system. So at Nyiragongo, we have instruments that monitor the heartbeat, the breathing, the deformation of that volcano by putting sensors in the ground. I listen to volcanoes with seismometers, which are sensors that detect earthquakes, as well as specialized microphones that listen to the sounds that are being produced by the lava lake. The idea here is that once we understand the voice print or the sounds produced by this particular volcano, when things change over time and become unstable, we'll have a better assessment of what is happening in that crater. And we'll be able to assess it remotely. We won't need to walk up to the crater rim and peer down inside the volcano.
Interesting. Now, you sent me two sounds. One sound that sounds, I don't know what it sounds like, and the other one that sounds like a truck. Tell me what this sound is.
And that sounds to me an awful lot like an old truck or a washing machine that's on its way out. And that is the seismic response, or the response of the ground vibrations to this lava lake, the sea of lava that's convecting and roiling and moving about.
Then we've got this other sound. I don't know how to describe this one.
So the other sound corresponds to specialized microphones that were listening to the lava lake. And these microphones are listening to the low-frequency sound waves below the threshold of human audibility, but also sped up by a factor of 60 so that we can hear it. And it sounds a bit more like static, not very pleasant. But what we anticipate is the tone of that static will change over time as the lava lake falls or rises within the crater.
So you can tell what it's doing.
The idea is to remotely monitor these systems and understand what they are doing in real time.
I'm guessing this research is helpful when we're talking about other volcanoes. And I'm thinking of the implications for someone who's in Boise of listening to a volcano in Africa.
So in my research, we study volcanoes all over the world, and the idea is to really get a better picture of the precursors to potentially violent eruptions. Not all volcanoes are created equal, and the volcano in Africa is analogous to some volcanoes worldwide, but not all. Nonetheless, we live in a region not too far away from active volcanoes, and one day the Cascade volcanoes will become active again, and some of the lessons we are learning from active volcanic systems in places remote in the world that are currently erupting will serve us well when our neighbor volcanoes become active in the future.
Jeffrey Johnson is a volcanologist and assistant professor at Boise State University. He left sensors behind in Africa, which continue to listen to the volcano and feed information to him back home in Boise. Johnson hopes research like this will not only help people who live around that volcano, but residents who live around Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, and other volcanoes in the Northwest.